Hi everyone, this is Nellie. Thank you for tuning in today to my ministry, song, scripture, and my thoughts. Today is September 27th, 2022. Today's song recommendation is Blessings by Renee Bondi. Today's scripture will be found in the book of Psalms. I'll be reading Psalm 5 and 6. Every day I'm going to try to read a psalm or a couple of psalms. I might not get to it every single day, but I will continue reading in the book of Psalms. And like I've been saying in the last few podcasts in regards to the psalms will all be fulfilled before Jesus Christ returns. And so it's important to know what they say. Let's get started. If you want to pull your Bibles out and turn to Psalm 5. And I'm going to read Psalm 5 and then I'll follow it with Psalm 6. And I'll give my thoughts afterwards. Psalm 5. For the choir director, for flute accompaniment, a Psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my groaning. Heed the sound of my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil dwells with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all who do iniquity. You destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the man of bloodshed and deceit. But as for me, by your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you. O Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of my foes. Make your way straight before me. There is nothing reliable in what they say. Their inward part is destruction itself. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Hold them guilty, O God. By their own devices, let them fall. In the multitude of their transgressions, thrust them out, for they are rebellious against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy, and may you shelter them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For it is you who blesses the righteous man, O Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield. Psalm 6. For the choir director with stringed instruments upon an 8-string lyre, a Psalm of David. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am pining away. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are dismayed, and my soul is greatly dismayed. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, rescue my soul. Save me because of your loving kindness. For there is no mention of you in death. And Sheol, who will give you thanks? I am weary with my sighing. Every night I make my bed swim. I dissolve my couch with my tears. My eye has wasted away with grief. It has become old because of all my adversaries. Depart from me, all you who do iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord receives my prayer. All my enemies will be ashamed and greatly dismayed. They shall turn back. They will suddenly be ashamed. Pause. You can certainly hear David's heart as though you were there listening to him. Can you imagine? He wept so much, he dissolved the couch with his tears. That's how he felt. Just crying, 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 weeping, weeping, weeping. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever been so sad, so fed up, so just beyond? Beyond feeling that you could heal. It's interesting that in Psalm 6, verse 8, David says, "Depart from me, all you who do iniquity." I'm sure in that group of who was attacking him were demons as well. And he's just, "Depart from me, because the Lord has heard my voice of weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord receives my prayer." And he goes on to say that all of his enemies will be greatly ashamed and dismayed. There is no doubt that any enemy separated from God, when the Lord returns, they will suddenly be ashamed. Because in their current state, they don't feel shame for harming people. That's what gives them their joy, to harm people. In Psalm 5, I've circled a few verses. Verse 7, "But as for me, by your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you." So no matter how much David was feeling overcome with weeping and tears, he entered into the house of the Lord, and he bows in reverence of him. We are a temple of God. We are the house of the Lord, and we can enter into his house where there's an abundance of loving kindness, and we can bow in reverence of him. In verse 8, "O Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of my foes. Make your way straight before me." Pause. Because, you know, I'm sure as David felt, or we can feel at times, we want to lash out. We want to at times feel like we just want to avenge. But no, that's God's job to avenge. That's God's job, always God's job. And so David says to lead him in God's righteousness because of his foes, and to make his way straight before him. And that's what we need to do. We need to ask the Lord to lead us in his righteousness because of our foes, because of everything that brings us down. And we need to ask him to make our way straight before us. In verse 11, but let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy, and may you shelter them, that those who love your name may exult in you. Pause. There is scripture in the New Testament where the Apostle Paul, he gets put in prison with someone else. I can't remember who it is. And they sing. They sing to the Lord a hymn of praise in their troubles. That's what we need to do. When we're feeling like the whole world is on our shoulders and we are just suffocating in our tears and our weeping and our in all that is thrust against us, we need to sing to the Lord in joyfulness, where he shelters us when we sing in joy. Because we love him and we trust in him in all of our battles. For it is the Lord who blesses the righteous. And he surrounds us with his shield, the shield of faith that protects us from all the wiles of the devil. In Psalm 6, I've circled verse 3, and my soul is greatly dismayed, but you, O Lord, how long? We all wait for the day. We all wait for the day when the Lord returns and he makes everything right. In verse 6, I am weary with my sighing. Every night I make my bed swim. I dissolve my couch with my tears. One day, there will be no more sighing and no more tears. Scripture says so in Revelation, in the book of Revelation. I do a lot of sighing. I shed a lot of tears. But what gives me such joy is that one day I won't be sighing anymore. I won't have any tears. And the same can be for you. For us that take refuge in the Lord. For the Lord hears the voice of our weeping. The Lord has heard our supplication, and the Lord receives our prayer. These psalms are good for the soul. Aren't they? They are sure good for my soul. All the glory to God. Much love to all. Hang in there, peeps. Until next time. Bye.